صاحب كان امبارح الخايف مثل زين كرش عايز تتمام مدر بكيف بلا ميتا كل اتمام مدر a leg of a bed that had become detached from the bed. And when it was detached from the bed, a zav or a zava leaned on it, causing it to become tamei medrit. And then after it became tamei medrit, it was attached to a bed that was missing a leg. That bed that it was attached to becomes tamei medrit. The entire bed is tamei medrit. And since the leg is tamei medrit and it's attached to the bed and it's all one kli, the entire bed is tamei medrit. It's an avatum persha. If after this leg that it becomes tamei medrit and was attached to a bed, it then got detached from the bed. Hitmea medris, vamita maga medris. The leg, even after it detached from the bed, remains tamei medris. And the leg had become tamei medris before it was attached to the bed. So now that it's separated from the bed, it remains tamei medris. But the bed is only maga medris. The bed is a rishon latuma. And that is a din that a kli that comes into contact with a medris becomes a maga medris, a rishon latuma. As a bed, since this leg that had become tamei medris is no longer attached to it, the bed is no longer a medris. Instead, it's only a maga medris. Ha'isa tmeya tumashiva v'chibba lamita kula tmeya tumashiva. A leg that was separated from a bed and became tamei shiva, became tamei for 7 days as it came into contact with a mate. So the kli that comes into contact with a mate is tamei for 7 days and you have to sprinkle from it from the mayim of a paraduma. And after the leg of the bed became tamei shiva, it was attached to a bed that was missing a leg. The entire bed becomes tamei shiva, as we saw in the first case. And since the mita is all one kli, and this leg that's tamei shiva is attached to this mita, the mita itself also becomes tamei shiva. Persha, hi tmeya tuma shiva, va mita tmeya tuma ser. If this leg that had come into contact with a mate and was attached to a mita subsequently was detached from the mita, then the leg remains tamei shiva, but the bed is now only tamei erev, it's only tamei till that evening. And that is a dip, that a kli that came into contact with a mate and came into contact with another kli, the second kli would only be tamei erev, would only be tamei until that evening, it wouldn't be tamei for 7 days. So therefore this mita, since the leg is no longer attached to it, is no longer tamei shiva instead, and now has the din of a kli that came into contact with a different kli that came into contact with a mate, so the din is that it's only tamei until the evening. Ha'isa tmeya tumas erev v'chibra l'mita. Kula tmeya tumas erev. If a leg that was separated from a bet became tamei erev, came into contact with an avatuma such as a sheret, that the din is that the leg is only tamei until the evening, and this leg was attached to a mita that was missing a leg, the entire bed becomes tamei until the evening. As we've seen in the other cases, since it's all one kli, it all has the same din that is tamei erev perisha. But if the leg after was attached to the mita subsequently was detached from the mita, he tamei tumas erev amita tahara. The leg remains tamei tumas erev, but the bed is now tahar, as since the leg is only tamei until the evening, so it has a din of a rishon latuma. So the bed, even though it came into contact with the leg, is not tamei at all, as a rishon latuma cannot be metame a different kli, it can only be metame ochlin or mashu. Would apply also to the teeth of a pitchfork that has removable teeth, and the teeth when they were removed from the pitchfork became tamei zayin or tamei erev, and then with the attached to the pitchfork also would become tamei zayin or tamei erev, and if the teeth were subsequently removed from the pitchfork, then the pitchfork would no longer have the same din as the teeth, it would only have the din of a kli that came into contact with the tumah of whatever tumah the teeth had. Now that which we said that these din apply to shein shamata, that's not referring to the first case of tumas medrith, and the teeth of a mata cannot become tamei medrith, as only kelim that are used for sitting down or laying down on or leaning on could become tamei medrith, but the other dinim do apply to this case. The Tefillin Shel-Rosh is made up of four compartments. As there are four parshiyos in the Tefillin Shel-Yad have all four parshiyos in one compartment. But the Tefillin Shel-Rosh has four different compartments for the four parshiyos of the Tefillin. Each parshiyah has its own compartment. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that the Tefillin Shel-Rosh consists of four kelim, meaning four compartments. But the four compartments together as a unit is considered one kli. Now, the Tefillin Shel-Rosh becomes an avat tumah. It comes into contact with a mate, so therefore it becomes tamei meis and avat tumah. Heter ksisa rishayna v'tikna tamei tamei meis. If after the tefillin shel-rosh became an avat tumah, you separated one of the compartments from the tefillin and replaced it with a new one, that new compartment would also be tamei tamei meis, just like the other three compartments. Even though the new compartment was not part of the tefillin at the time it came into contact with a mate, but since the tefillin is considered one kli, one unit, the other three compartments are tamei meis. Therefore, this fourth compartment is also considered an Ahavat Tumah. It's also Tamei Nes. V'chein Shniya v'chein Shlishis. This thing would be true also if you replace the second or even the third compartment of the tefillin. And now you only have one of the compartments that was originally there at the time the tefillin became Tamei Nes. Even so, the entire tefillin as a unit is Tamei Nes. And since it's all one unit, there's one compartment left that was part of the tefillin when it came into contact with the mace, the entire tefillin shirosh is considered tamei mace, an avatum. Hitter is a review. But if you replace the fourth and last compartment that was part of the tefillin at the time it came into contact with the mace, so now you have four new compartments. Tehoira mi tamei mace. The tefillin is no longer tamei tamei mace, it's no longer an avatuma, since none of the original compartments are still there. Avo tmeya maga tmei mes. But it's still tamei. But it's only tamei maga tmei mes. Something that came into contact with the tmei mes would be a rishon l'tuma. And you have three compartments that had come into contact with an avat tuma. As until you replace the fourth compartment, you had at least one compartment that was an avat tuma. The other compartments came into contact with that compartment and therefore became a rishon l'tuma. Chazar l'rishona v'hi tira v'tikna. If now you started replacing again the compartments of the tefillin, you replace one of the compartments with a new one, so now you replace that compartment twice. That new compartment is also Tamei B'maga, meaning it's also a Rishon L'tumah, since it's attached to other compartments that are Tamei B'maga, Tamei Meis, and the tefillin is all one unit, so this new compartment is also considered a Rishon L'tumah. V'chein Shniya. And the same would be true if you replace a second compartment also. You replace that compartment the second time, the new compartment would also be a maga tmei mes. Hitter is a shlishis tahira, shereviyas b'maga, vein maga osa maga. But if you then replace the third compartment for the second time, so now you've replaced three compartments twice, and the fourth compartment was replaced only once, now the entire tefillin is tar, it's not tamei at all. Even though you still have a fourth compartment that was only replaced once, and therefore it was part of a tefillin that was a maga tmei mes. So why isn't the other three compartments that are attached to the fourth compartment also a maga tmei mes? The Mishnah answers. And the fourth compartment, which was a maga tmei mes, only because it was attached to the other three compartments that were a maga tmei mes. But not because it itself was actually a maga tmei mes. Because a maga cannot make another kli into a maga, meaning to say a maga tmei mes is only a rishon l'tumah. And a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame another kli. So therefore, the first three katitas, when they were replaced for the first time, they were a maga tmei mes, because at the time they were replaced, there was at least one compartment left that was actually an av hatuma. So therefore, the other three compartments became a rishon l'tumah. That's the din. A kli that comes into contact with an av hatuma becomes a rishon l'tumah. So those three compartments, after they were replaced once, were a rishon l'tumah. But the fourth compartment, when it was replaced for the first time, it was not a rishon l'tumah. And when that compartment was replaced, there were no longer any compartments that were an Avat Tumah, only a Rishon L'tumah. And a Rishon L'tumah cannot make another Kli into a Rishon L'tumah. It can't be Matame another Kli at all. So therefore, that fourth compartment was only Tameh because it was part of a unit of Tefillin that was a Rishon L'tumah, not because it was actually Tameh it in itself. So therefore, since that fourth compartment was not Tameh in and itself, it was only Tameh because it was part of a unit of Tefillin that was a Rishon L'tumah. When the other three compartments were replaced for the second time, that fourth compartment is no longer Tamei at all, as it was only Tamei in the first place because it was part of a unit of tefillin that was Tamei. But now that the other three compartments were replaced, the unit of tefillin is no longer Tamei. So therefore, the fourth one becomes Tar. So now that we've replaced the three katitas for a second time, even though we still have that fourth katita left, none of the compartments are Tamei at all, and the tefillin is totally Tar.